This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The news today that another 861,000 people lost their jobs last week. That's the real meaning of the report that is sometimes antiseptically called first-time claims for unemployment. It means the looming eviction crisis this economy faces could get even worse. But small landlords are facing an eviction crisis of their own. According to the Census Bureau, about three-quarters of rentals are owned by individual landlords, not big corporations. And this pandemic has left a lot of them in dire economic straits with little recourse and even less sympathy. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
4 years ago, Alexandra West bought a house in Sacramento for just under $300,000. It's a classic California bungalow, painted pale yellow with a green door.
Cute, like, cottage little place in kind of a definitely up-and-coming hip area of Sacramento.
Then in 2019, West moved to the Bay Area for her job as a sales manager for a big company and listed the bungalow on Airbnb. A few months in, she had one really great guest.
She was super-duper nice, like, almost too good to be true. Like, brought me a gift, which nobody does, you know.
At the end of her stay, the guest asked if she could stay longer while she looked for her own place. West was planning to sell the house eventually, so she agreed to a five-month lease starting at the end of January 2020. We all know what happened right after that.
So she paid February rent, March rent.
$2,100 a month.
And then she just didn't pay April.
The tenant told West her income as a real estate agent had been affected by California's lockdown. The lease expired at the end of June, but West says the tenant is still in her home and hasn't paid rent for nearly a year.
So she owes well north of $20,000 in back rent.
In September, West started the eviction process in the courts on the grounds that the tenant hadn't produced the documentation of COVID-related financial distress required by the state and that West intended to take the house off the rental market. She plans to sell it. The tenant, who declined to be interviewed for this story, is fighting the eviction.
I am not by any stretch the only person in this situation.
West, who has a five-month-old baby, is now unemployed. She's been able to delay her mortgage payments through forbearance, but she still has to cover the utilities on the house and has her own rent and living expenses in San Jose.
And I got to poke at the media a little bit here. There's been a massive amount of coverage about tenants' plight. And I do believe 100% that there are a lot of tenants who deserve and need help. But there's been little to no talk about the people like me who are facing a financial cliff.
It's hard to know how many people are facing that cliff. According to census data, about a fifth of renters in single-family homes and small apartment buildings are behind on their rent. Those kinds of buildings tend to be owned by mom-and-pop landlords, like Debbie and Wayne Penchek. They own 9 units here in the Baltimore area, ranging from $850 to $1,300 a month. 5 of their tenants aren't paying rent.
I mean, this was our retirement, and basically we're missing every month anywhere between $5,000 and $8,000.
Yeah.
Every month.
The Penchek's both just recovered from COVID, so we talked on Zoom. They've been able to pause some of their mortgage payments, although one lender suggested they tap their IRA. They're still responsible for their properties and just had to replace a washer and dryer for a tenant who's not paying rent. There is a county program that may cover a portion of the missed rent, but tenants have to apply, and Wayne Penchek says only one of theirs has.
You feel like, well, the first opportunity we get, we'll sell the properties.
If a lot of small landlords do that, housing advocates say it could reduce the already low supply of affordable rental housing.
I don't think mom and pop landlords have enough protection right now. I think there needs to be more subsidies.
Joseph Tobiner may be the last person you'd expect to say that. He's a tenant rights lawyer in San Francisco. He acknowledges some tenants may be taking advantage of COVID protections, even if they can pay. Still, his main concern is for the millions of renters who can't and could lose their housing.
And the big trend right now is landlords taking the law into their own hands because tenants are legally allowed to stay and not pay rent. And landlords are desperate. That's the story. Utility shutoffs, lockouts, harassment.
Under a new rent relief program, California landlords can recover up to 80% of back rent, but they have to agree not to evict. And tenants have to show proof of economic hardship before landlords like Alexandra West can collect.
Based on how litigious it's been so far, I see no reason to believe that this is going to be an option for me.
And with the courts backed up, West's only option right now is to wait. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.